the interest rates can be in excess of 400%, and the payments are due in about 10 days. So oftentimes the families aren't able to make those payments in 10 days, and then the outcome is that it revolves another time, and fees are assessed some more, and the interest rate, that excessive interest rate, continues.
Conventional banks usually are not an option in these cases?
They could be an option, but the families are in a pinch. They need a decision quickly. Mm. And conventional banks require an application and copies of your pay stubs, and it takes days, perhaps a week or two.
So what is the alternative to payday lending that you're offering?
If an employer is enrolled with BCL of Texas in this Community Loan Center of Dallas, then any of their employees can apply online for our service. They can borrow up to $1,000. Our interest rate is disclosed. We have a cap at 18%. The only fee that we charge is $20, one time only. It is an unsecured loan, no credit checks. What we're verifying is their employment. And the advantage that the customer has is that we provide consumer counseling, credit counseling, if they want it. And so our goal is perhaps that they can learn how to budget better, anticipate emergencies, and seek better alternatives to payday lending.
What more could be done or should be done to address this?
Two things are happening. We're collaborating with the Community Loan Centers of Texas, and we will have similar programs across the state. But we really need a policy issue where the legislature puts families and their needs for borrowing fairly as a priority. And that hasn't happened.
What has prevented the legislature from acting so far?
Well, we're all nonprofits and we cannot lobby. Payday companies have huge lobby firms and they have big coffers. We don't have that. What we do have are families, and what we do have now, we're excited with this new program. We have communities and leaders like Councilmember Allen and the Mayor Pro Tem and other members in this community. And so that's what it's going to take, a lot of footwork, a lot of advocacy on behalf of the families most in need, mm-hmm. and persistence.
Rosa Rios-Valdez, thank you so much for being
here.
You're
welcome.
Me.
It's my pleasure.